Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
And I'm Ryan Riker, filling in for Mark Cox. Good morning to you alongside Scott J. Gow. And I saw the story, other people, you know, there's a lot of reports of this, but I'm just grabbing it from Fox 2. A self-described homeboy has come forward to claim the nearly record $1.78 billion Powerball jackpot prize. I think this homeboy is half of the $1.78 billion. And after taxes, it's still a lot of money, but still not as much as you would think. It's amazing how much they take so much out of the taxes. But for a while, this ticket was out there and no one claimed it. And people were like, you better call your friends in North County right now and have them double check this lotto ticket that they purchased on September 6th drawing, which it would be a hard thing knowing that you're sitting on that much money, but you're probably trying to play it smart. So you're like, okay, I need to get everything in order first so I can get all of this in place. You don't want people to know who you are. I wouldn't want people to know who I am if I won the big jackpot. Now, I mean, you'd be able to tell. For example, the wood paneling on my wall would probably get upgraded. I would say there might be some tells, or you might move into a larger house, or you wouldn't drive a beater anymore. But otherwise, I think life would go on. It just would be nice to know you have a little bit of a net there where you didn't have to fret every day. And we were talking about this at work, and people always ask the question, would you keep working if you won all that money? Would you stay at the job? And one person said, I would probably stay until the first time my boss asked me to do something I didn't want to do, and then I would tell him, see ya. That would be my exit plan, because how satisfying would that be? Hey, we need you to do this. Nope. Nah, see ya. I don't think so. That would be pretty amazing feeling. So I know winning the Powerball is an amazing feeling, but being able to tell off a boss, that's a pretty good feeling for a lot of people listening right now. So luckily, I don't think I've been in that situation all too many times in my life, but it would be, maybe the closest thing to winning it. So the person won. The winner traveled to Jefferson City to claim the prize at the Missouri Lottery headquarters. And if you are working at that headquarters, every time someone walks through the door, you're like, I wonder if that's the guy. I wonder if that's the lady. So the Missouri winner chose the single lump sum of $410.3 million. He had an option of taking $893.5 million over 30 graduated annual payments, and the dollar amounts for both options are before taxes. So $410 million minus taxes on top of that, too. Take the lump sum. Anyone listening here, invest it wisely. Take the lump sum.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. You can live off the interest. Very nice. No problems.
Mark Cox greatly debated the take the annuity.
Nope, don't like that at all.
Because you can put it in a trust for your kids later, so it will always pay out that full 30 years.
Disagree.
I
the government could go belly up, and then they'll stop payment.
Yeah. That's what you got to watch for.
then you have nothing. What if the, I don't want to say Missouri, but what if they just decide, much like Publishing Clearinghouse or whatever, when they just don't have the funds, or let's say the state who's paying that out, government agency that is managing that, doesn't have the funds to pay it out, lottery is the first thing to go. So
I think if that's happening, though, we've got a lot more problems on our hands than worrying about the lottery payout.
Yeah.
No, you would have a lot of problems. I would have $400 million and no problems.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go to the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential.
I think there might have been some sabotage yesterday at the United Nations. You have the escalator stop as soon as Donald Trump steps on it, and you have the teleprompter go out for him when he's about to give his speech. I think someone was trolling him yesterday. So he laid into the UN and said someone's getting in trouble here. And really, it was kind of putting all these different countries in check and the institution of itself.
Our role at the United Nations is one that is indispensable in terms of getting outcomes that will make the world safer for people, and not only in this country, but around the world.
That was Senator Thune saying that the United Nations, they just don't take decisive action. Check in point, I guess Donald Trump is talking about some of the different conflicts that he was involved in ending over his time as president of the United States. And the one thing he said was, here I am helping millions and millions and millions of people, the United States, and the UN doesn't offer to help. Are you kidding me? What good are you if you don't want this peacekeeping that we're a part of?
I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
Okay, that was Jimmy Kimmel as part of his apology last night. For one, I think we can accept his apology and we can go back to not watching his show.
Do you think this country will ever elect a woman president? In my lifetime, probably not.
I beg to differ. I believe that we will.
That was The View, Joy Behar. So yesterday you had counter programming to the UN speech where Donald Trump was laying into these other countries. And on The View, they had Kamala Harris as their guest. And of course, since she has a book coming out, perfect timing for that sort of thing. Joy Behar says that the reason Kamala lost was because of racism and sexism. Can we play that full clip? This is number 14. It's kind of interesting.
A lot of people, I'm included, and President Biden also, think that a lot of it is about racism and sexism. And those are the reasons that you really lost, not because of the time thing. What do you say to that? Do you think this country will ever elect a woman president? In my lifetime, probably not.
I beg to differ. I believe that we will.
So let me just make this pretty clear. If you lose, the only obvious explanation is because people didn't vote for you because they're fill in the blank. They're racist, they're sexist, which is, again, means they haven't learned their lesson of why they've lost, because they're coming to a conclusion that says the only reasonable explanation is because anyone that it votes for Donald Trump is someone that's a sexist or a racist or whatever. That's the only explanation they come to. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a Republican strategist, you want them to believe that and continue to believe that delusion. But I think it also shows you where a lot of the mindset is on the left for those that have supported Kamala Harris. And they have to come up with, hey, this has nothing to do with how terrible we are. It's actually how terrible they are. It's a who's the problem here? No, it can't be us and our strategies and our viewpoints and what we stand for that are turning people off. No, it can't be. It has to be them. I think when you don't accept accountability for anything, then that's the explanation you come to. So I think that's where The View sits. I think that's where they are. Yesterday, by the way, talking about accountability, Donald Trump, this is another one we played. Can we play clip number two? This is him discussing the United Nations as a whole.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
And him going and talking about the United Nations' lack of accountability, no, nothing behind what they say, why this is ineffective. And he went in, by the way, without a teleprompter, as he pointed out. And he's like, I'm fine going off script. And I felt like he's saying, this feels like the last time I'm going to talk to you, so let's just make it a good one and air it all out. Will there be any change after that? Probably not. But we're going to talk more about it throughout the course of the show, because I know we have to get to break, because Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio is going to join us after the break. Also, Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Nicole's great. We're going to talk to her in other news later this hour, too. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in this week for Mark Cox alongside Scott J. Gow, and joining us now, Fox News Radio journalist, reporter Ryan Schmelz. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Yeah, of course. How are you doing, Ryan?
Good. And some of the developments that we're seeing from yesterday, there were some meetings that were called off when it comes to discussing the government budget, and there could be a possible shutdown looming because of it. Where do you think this is all headed?
Well, I think right now it's kind of still heading towards the outcome that we were expecting on Monday, which was that Leader Thune is going to put the bill on the floor that passed out of the House with just one Republican voting for, or Democrat voting for it, and then you're going to pretty much send that. So the Senate voted on it themselves. It failed, but Thune is going to now put this on the floor with, you know, 24 to 48 hours before a government shutdown and say, you can either pass this one or you can vote for a shutdown. The choice is yours. So I think the hope for them is that the Democrats will cave on this and ultimately just vote yes.
Okay, that's a big gamble. When's the official deadline?
September 30th, so pretty much the October 1st at midnight is when the government shuts down.
We got a double whammy. So, of course, I'm here in St. Louis, but I also now live in Michigan. We have our own government shutdown that's about to happen here as well. So we can see some states and the federal government at the same time doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
I was just on a Michigan show and they were talking about it too. Like, oh man, we could have the double whammy.
Oh, is that right? What was the likelihood you think that the two sides will get together? Or do you think more or less this could be strategy at this point and maybe the Schumer-Trump meeting will never happen before the deadline?
We'll see if there's any type of meeting. I mean, you know, sometimes congressional leaders speak often about these issues. Now, Schumer has said over and over again that Thune has not been willing to meet with him. And that's one of the reasons we're in the position we're in. But, you know, what you hear from the Republican side a lot is, hey, look, I mean, the deal that's on the table is not a bad deal at all for Democrats. It's a clean extension of government funding. There's no, you know, there's no major spending cuts in here. There's, you know, money in there for member security and whatnot, as well as, you know, protection for other people like the judicial branch members and legislative and executive branch. But, you know, Democrats have been pretty heck bent on getting these health care provisions or these Affordable Care Act subsidies extended. And it doesn't seem like that's something Republicans want to deal with, at least in this bill. They think that's a separate issue that should be dealt with separately.
Mm. What do you think about the argument on that? So the two sides when it comes to health care, you have the Republican side that essentially says if we were to tighten things up, meaning only insuring the people that are guaranteed through the program and finding the ones that are either overextending their stay or shouldn't have been on there to begin with, we're going to offset the cost by making sure those people that aren't eligible are kicked off. And what do you think of that argument that the Republicans are making versus the ones the Democrats are making right now, which is it doesn't matter. The end game is you're kicking people off. So that's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting, you talk to somebody like Tom Tillis, who supports an extension of these subsidies. He's a Republican, but he's also not exactly a Trump loyalist. He's not running for reelection. And, you know, his argument was, hey, look, I mean, you know, there are definitely ways in which this program needs to be reformed and they need to look at this thing. So it should not be rushed or put into, you know, a government funding package. Now there is an added deadline here that makes it a little bit concerning, which is open enrollment, is about to begin. And that they've got a deadline there with that. So you have to extend these things relatively quick or work out a deal on that relatively quick if you were to avoid, you know, certain people not being able to get their health insurance premiums.
Right. One of the things I never understood when it come to a government shutdown is that they pay someone to go out there and put the metal barriers around parks and monuments in D.C. It's the stupidest thing. None of this seems practical. So we've seen government shutdowns and quite frequently over the last couple of years. And, you know, it makes you mad sometimes. I remember there was a time when I was in Fort Wayne and they were getting ready to send an honor flight out to see the World War II Memorial. And they were locking it up. And they're like, you're going to block these veterans from seeing their own memorial because of this shutdown.
Crazy, huh?
I thought I'm going to hop on that plane and pull those barriers down myself to make sure they see this memorial. I'm not letting those stupid things stop them. I guess in Congress, they had the same sort of urgency to act that way. So maybe they would want to get this deal done in time. So they seem pretty far apart. So essentially is what Republicans are banking on that they have to just win over enough Republicans to push this through?
Enough Democrats. Yeah. So they would probably need
Democrats.
Because you need you need 60 votes to break the filibuster. And
they
only got 53 Republicans. Rand Paul's going to vote no. Then you also have Lisa Murkowski voted no during the last bill. So then my math is terrible, but you would probably need about nine Democrats then in order to get that get that filibuster broken. So they've got John Fetterman, so that gets you 52 right there. So now I have to add eight more. I don't know if there's going to be eight willing to do that, but there could be. So we'll see.
I worry not so much about what happens during a shutdown, but it always angers me after the fact that they pay all the workers everything anyway. So why even bother? Like, yeah. you're going to get the money, but now you get an extra week or two of vacation added on top of that paid during the shutdown. There's no loss to anyone working in government during that time. No consequences whatsoever.
There are some that keep in mind, you don't get your paychecks and rent's due. And we're in an economy right now where, some might argue that missing one paycheck can be very costly, especially when it comes to rent payments and whatnot. So, and also you don't know how long this thing's going to drag on for either. So yeah, I think there are some senses of urgency when it comes to like those little things like that that do add up at some point. And like you mentioned, the metal barriers and all that stuff, people will point out that it costs money to prepare for a government shutdown. And then it costs money to reopen. So, when there's this big emphasis on DOGE and being more having a more efficient government, well, some will argue that one of the least efficient things you can do is a government shutdown because you are spending money on a lot of things that are just, considered to be, wasteful, right?
Right. All right. Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I guess your walk around D.C. and some of these areas may change here in a week. We'll see how this plays out.
We will. Absolutely.
May your walking path not be blocked. May I say that with a metal barrier. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Joining us from This Morning with Gordon Deal, Nicole Murray. We'll talk some business with her coming up after the break. And she's a hardworking person. I found out that Nicole Murray is also a DJ after the show. So she's like on a top 40 station, which I thought, oh, that's awesome. So she's one of us. Nicole Murray after the break, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach me online, by the way, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. And I've been just kind of scrolling through social media, seeing the new things there. And I'll tell you that Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio, he does a really good job breaking down, as we're about to reach that perhaps government shutdown, they're very good at kicking the can down the road. I don't know if we'll get to another shutdown, but they have to make their point heard. So they're going to make it down to the wire, I guess. How about we now visit in with Nicole Murray? Nicole, This Morning with Gordon Deal. Good to hear from you this morning. How are you?
Why, what an introduction. I'm honored. Thank you.
I love hearing you when I'm preparing for the show in the morning and I hear your cut-ins and the work that you do. And by the way, behind the scenes stuff that you do on social media, it looks like you guys have a good time.
The guys kind of do it kicking and screaming, but they've been great with adjusting with my millennial-like ways. So I'm grateful. Yes.
So how are the markets looking?
So futures right now are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 88, the NASDAQ down 215, the S&P 500 down 36. Jimmy Kimmel Live has returned to air roughly 1 week after the late night show was suspended by Disney's ABC broadcast network. The program was initially pulled indefinitely following Kimmel's comments regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. However, both Nexstar Media and Sinclair, who own ABC affiliates, said they will keep Kimmel off their stations for now as discussions continue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports Ford Motor is recalling more than 115,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a defect that could cause the steering column's upper shaft to detach. The issue, which can lead to a loss of steering control, affects vehicles in the 2020 and 2021 models of the F20, 250, F350, and F450 vehicles. OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank have announced plans for five new artificial intelligence data centers in the U.S. to build out their Stargate project. President Trump in January hosted top tech CEOs to launch Stargate, a private sector initiative that plans to spend up to $500 billion to build AI infrastructure. For car buyers interested in electric vehicles, the clock is ticking to take advantage of federal tax credits on new and used EVs before they expire on September 30th. Cox Automotive Data says EV sales reached a record high in August, with new EV sales up 17.7% year over year and used EV sales up 59% for the same period. Americans will dish out more money to heat their homes this winter as electricity and natural gas costs continue to soar. A National Energy Assistance Directors Association study predicts that Americans will see their energy bill rise 7.6% to $976 on average this cold weather season. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line has created a sunscreen-inspired ice cream flavor. The treat does not contain SPF, but is designed to mimic the scent of sunscreen with notes of coconut, vanilla, and sea salt.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah.
Sunscreen flavor? You know, the people that are eating that definitely haven't had sunscreen in their mouth accidentally, because they would be revolted by that idea. But they, if they smell like food, just make them the food flavor.
I mean, I hear you. But people will eat the crazy stuff. There was breast milk flavored ice cream that was released a few weeks ago. And there were, I saw videos where lines were down the block at ice cream parlors that sold this. So it's almost like people these days appreciate the shock value for, like, you know, an Instagram post or whatever.
The shock value is, that's what's driving demand right now. There's no hope. I mean, for the most part, anyone can make anything as long as it's shocking and try to profit from it. It's not the type of future I enjoy when it comes to my food, honestly. I want steady and delicious. That's what I want.
Coconut, vanilla, and sea salt. That does kind of sound delicious, I gotta say.
Suntan lotion flavored, but yes, it smells like suntan lotion, but it tricks your nose. When you're eating it, it's going to taste like suntan lotion, too. Your brain's going to associate it with it and just go with it. Can't they just be normal? Like, I just want my normal chocolate or normal whatever and to just enjoy it, which in my older years, I've come to appreciate frozen custard a lot more than ice cream, just so you know.
Okay, good to know. Custard. Good to know. I get what you mean, though. Like, don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah. Messing with ice cream, it's like you're on a very sacred ground right now when you're talking about ice cream. You don't have to ruin a good
exactly.
thing. All right, Nicole Murray, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Scott. All I know is they got to stop making flavors of things that aren't meant to be edible, period. You know, and the opposite's true. Like, I'm going to use vaping as an example. It's one of the big gripes because they tried to make vape flavors appealing to children. So, like, here's cotton candy vaping. It's the same type of trick that they're using there to get people in. I don't like it.
Well, that's outrageous, first of all, to try to target kids with cigarettes, basically. I mean, it's, you know, but it's not surprising that it would happen.
Yeah. It's that type of trend we're talking about. Nicole Murray's great. So I wanted to go back to our journalism talk here. There's a couple of examples I mentioned where we saw government intrusion. And do you remember, were you working in a newsroom when President Obama said, we want to start putting monitors inside the newsroom to see what you guys are doing? Do you remember that time? It was kind of like a month or so, and it disappeared after that.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it earlier. I really don't remember that.
Oh, okay. I remember during that time, this would have been about, I don't know, 2014, maybe? No, that doesn't sound right. This would have been, that's after his time. What year was it? 2000? I'm going to have to go back and look.
He was in office then.
Was he? It might have been about 2014 then. Maybe I'm getting my time mixed up. So Trump started 2016 was the election. So 2017, the first year. Yeah, about 2014 or so. When it comes to constitutional protections, can I also say that I think there's a little bit of a give or take. I feel like once there's been an abuse, it makes the other side feel that it gives them the opportunity to abuse what was abused to them, which is a no-win situation, because ultimately what happens is almost a guaranteed abuse of the Constitution. So once the trick is used and it's out of the bag, then it's almost guaranteed to be used on them, circular, in a, you know, push back at them at some point. There's no real constitutional integrity anymore, meaning that if it's out of the bag, it's out of the bag. So almost you have to root for either A, no one does it, or B, someone is the adult in the room and realizes that they can't abuse it in a way. And I find that with a lot of different laws lately, where it almost, there's a justification if someone on one side abuses a law, that it gives a free pass for the other side to then later abuse that same law. And what's also troubling is that people on the sideline will cheer the abuse of the law because it was used against their person in the past. That's what I find modern politics to be mostly in the past 5 years or 10 years, probably.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How do you, as a journalist, and I'm just curious, Scott, remove yourself from that? Because it's so hard sometimes not to be right in the middle of it when, you know, you're talking First Amendment.
Well, my standard for being a journalist has always been fair and accurate. There's no such thing in the world, not one human being is objective. That's an impossible standard. You can be fair and you can be accurate. And if you're those two things, you're doing your job. But people trying to say they can be objective, there's no way. Everyone has biases from when they're children. And so I've never liked any standard where people are trying to say that journalists need to be objective, because it's impossible. You just have to kind of, you know, watch yourself and try to be as fair and accurate as possible. That's the best you can do.
So I'll bring this up as a, just for the sake of argument. When they do the surveys in newsrooms, it's always like 95% are leaning left and 5% lean right, when it at least comes to the political associations of the people that are writing the news. And when you talk about people don't have their biases, it's very difficult to sometimes separate yourself from that because you do have these beliefs, but you understand you're a professional, so you can't allow it to impact your work. Does it trouble you that you find maybe the background of a wide majority of the people that are presenting and writing the news all are coming from the same side?
Well, you know, I would say that I have been in these situations, in these newsrooms, where a majority of the people clearly had a viewpoint that's left, for sure. So that's the anecdotal, though. Some of these polls, I don't know, I take with a grain of salt. But I've also been in situations where, surprisingly, there were quite a few people on the right. And it was clear that they were on the right. They were staunchly on the right in some examples. So I, you know, anecdotally, I have seen both. But in either case, what disturbs me is when you can tell that it's seeping into their writing and their choice of stories. So what the best situation I was in, it was at Marketplace, NPR, and we had both, and we had lively, productive discussions every morning about what's going to be on the newscast, because we had people from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that age has a factor in this? Meaning, let's say you're younger, sometimes it's harder to separate yourself from that?
Perhaps. As you mature, you start to make better decisions, hopefully.
I would hope so. I would also argue that the older I get, some of the dumber things I've done, like start an argument with my wife over hand soap, which is something I've discussed the last couple of days, not my brightest moment. So I guess it doesn't bring me all the wisdom in the world. All right, let's do another news coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, in other news, a former associate of Joe Exotic. Remember Joe Exotic?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course. Everyone remembers Tiger King. Well, the former associate has died, Ryan Easley. You want to take a guess how he died?
Which one was that on the show? Let's see, Ryan. It wasn't one of his boyfriends, was it? Or something?
I don't remember. I don't know. He was just an associate. Oh. But he was doing his own show. And
let me guess. Was it meth?
No, he was mauled by a tiger.
Oh,
come on. That's not funny, but he was.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why are we laughing? That's terrible.
Apparently, the tiger grabbed him around the neck before biting and shaking him violently, and he died right there at the scene.
Play stupid games.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's like, what's his name? The bear guy. Remember him from a few years ago when he was doing that documentary about living with the bears, and they ate him?
Oh, yeah. They ate him. Yeah, that was some time ago. But that is somewhat predictable that it's kind of surprising it took this long for someone from that show to die in that fashion. Did you see Kenan Thompson? He was on SNL, but he was on Nickelodeon for all those years. He is in the works of developing a biopic for Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. Snap into a Slim Jim. Talking about personality. Macho Man Randy Savage was a professional wrestler for many years. He apparently was on one of Kenan's shows when he was young. He was on All That and Kenan and Cal. He did these little skit shows for Nickelodeon. And Macho Man is an all-time great when it comes to wrestlers. Hated Hulk Hogan. Wrote a Hulk Hogan diss track. But he also wrestled alongside of him and pretended they were friends for many years, too.
And former St. Louis Cardinal.
That's right, St. Louis Cardinal. He was drafted. I don't own one of the baseball cards, but that would be a cool card to own. So I count me in. I'm going to see that.
Yeah, love Macho Man.
I'm going back to the animal kingdom. It's Fat Bear Week in Alaska. So they choose about a dozen bears. I guess this is in a national park. And people vote on the bear that they believe best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears. And then you get the bear gets its name on the champion's wall. Last year's winner was Grazer, taking the title for the second time, beating Chunk by thousands of votes. Both are back again, and they are the early favorites among the dozen bears in this year's Fat Week competition.
I think these are the bears. They're coming out of hibernation, aren't they? Or they're getting ready
ready to go into it. So
I knew it was one of them, and that's when they started.
They just start eating everything in sight and become fat. And so it's a competition now.
Me too. That's what I found. It brings me happiness.
Yeah.
Eating everything in sight.
Yeah.
Well, golfers in the golf crowd, they got too much money. That's a rich person's game. So on Long Island, they have the Ryder Cup coming. And the people that live there realize that you know what? These people got money, so we can charge a lot for them to stay in our Airbnb. For example, a four-bedroom Farmingdale house listed on Airbnb within walking distance of the course, which they'll be playing the Ryder Cup, listed for $25,000 for 5 nights. $5,000 a night.
That's like Kentucky Derby money.
Yeah, and there's another one 6 miles away. Not exactly walking distance, but still, it might be better than trying to find a parking spot, which you won't be able to. $34,000 for the week. And the sad thing is people are going to pay it because they love them the Ryder Cup, and they want that type of experience.
And you still have to play the cleaning fees afterwards.
President Trump's going. He's going to be there. And
is
the
he?
Best golfer on the American team, Scottie Scheffler, he's the best golfer in the world right now.
Yeah.
Big fan of the president. He says he's played with him a couple of times and that he treats everybody like they're the greatest person in the world. That's from Scheffler this week.
Is that what he says?
You get
that from some people, yeah. I don't golf, but if I was invited to golf with the president, I think I would take up that offer and it would be terrible. All right. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.